From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On July 11th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced 13 projects for the city of Hudson as part of the $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative Award. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This important investment will support Hudson's continued transformation by focusing on a sustainable, diverse, and attractive downtown. These downtown revitalization initiative projects will help the city continue its revitalization efforts by fostering job growth, creating new business opportunities, and investing in community development that will improve Hudson's downtown for generations to come," end quote. The specific projects to be funded through the DRI include $4 million to implement complete street improvements, $1.1 million to renovate Promenade Hill Park and provide ADA access, $250,000 to improve the safety and aesthetics of Cross Street and the Second Street stairs, $400,000 to establish the North Bay Regeneration Project for Environmental Education, $700,000 to establish a community food hub to support small startup businesses, $1 million to stabilize the Dunn Warehouse for future reuse, $250,000 to winterize Basilica Hudson and create a high-visibility public green space, $487,000 to redevelop the CAT site as a mixed-use transit-oriented development, $250,000 to provide workforce development infrastructure at the River House, $150,000 to repurpose Spaghetti as a city park, $800,000 to construct mixed-use and mixed-income housing on State Street, $100,000 to provide minority women and veteran-owned businesses support, and $230,000 to fit out commercial kitchen and retail space to provide workforce training. Hudson was named a DRI Round 2 winner in August. You can read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. Emily Masters is reporting for the Times Union. The State Department of Environmental Conservation said a young man was injured July 6 after he hiked off the trail at Catterskill Falls and tumbled 40 feet. A concerned resident called the DEC to report the young man had fallen. Forest rangers said he was hiking with a group when he walked away on his own. The DEC said, and I quote, "Disregarding warning signs, he hiked off the trail and went down the steep slope below the viewing platform," end quote. The man quickly lost his footing on the slope's sharp angle and loose debris, and he fell, sliding approximately 40 feet, suffering injuries to his upper left leg and left arm. Assistant Forest Ranger Leslie Green found the man at the bottom of the stairs and started to treat him as other rangers and local rescuers rushed to the scene. The man was then carried to Route 23 Trailhead, where they were met by the Hunter Emergency Squad. The man was taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital for treatment. Several hikers have been injured and four have died at the Greene County waterfall in the last 4 years. Read the full story in the Times Union. Kenneth Lovett is reporting for the Daily News. Planned Parenthood's State Political Action Committee has endorsed the re-election of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Planned Parenthood Empire State Votes PAC Chairwoman Robin Chappelle Golston said, and I quote, "Now more than ever, we need experienced leaders who understand the importance of protecting access to abortion in New York State." Citing Cuomo's effort to increase contraception access and coverage and his push to strengthen the state's abortion rights law, Chappelle Golston dubbed the governor a, and I quote, "national leader in the fight for reproductive health rights," end quote. Chappelle Golston also praised Hochul, who is facing a tough primary challenge from New York City Councilman Yomani Williams. Williams has said he personally opposes abortion, although he supports the legal right to it. In what seemed to be a shot at Williams, Chappelle Golston said, and I quote, "We cannot afford to have leaders who are not personally committed to our issues and other progressive values we believe in," end quote. Cuomo and Hochul previously received the support of the New York chapter of the National Organization for Women. Read the full story in the Daily News. The Associated Press is reporting that Democrat gubernatorial primary candidate Cynthia Nixon is criticizing New York's voting rules promising to change them if elected. Nixon announced proposals July 11th to approve advance voting, to make voting registration easier, and to loosen deadlines for party affiliation changes. Nixon slammed her primary opponent, two-term Governor Andrew Cuomo, for not overhauling state voting rules. Cuomo supports many of the same proposals as Nixon. To date, those proposals have been blocked in the legislature. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.